Good morning on this Saturday, February 1st. I'm Wendy Nordquist, and with me in the KYMN studio this morning is painter, artist, Tom Moen. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
You are in town for what particular purpose this morning? I know, of course, but...
Yeah, I'm going to be demonstrating a painting. And some of my stuff is on display at the library. And talking a little bit about, I think, wildlife art in general, nature art in general. I'm not the best public speaker, so I appreciate questions more than anything else.
Ah, okay.
I get a question, I can usually go from there.
All right, well, I'll give you a question right now. I'm interested in your origin story, your trajectory. I know from your fine website, tommoen.com, a little bit about your early start in painting. What can you tell?
Yeah, I come from an artistic family. Father was a songwriter and a guitar player, and my mother is just oozing art, just everything she does, urban sculpture, painting. I grew up watching her rose mall, little flowerettes, and she was actually quite good at it. And my grandmother, too. And it was my grandmother that gave me my first oil paints when I was 6. And so I did start actually painting at about that age.
Do you remember what your early subjects were?
They were animals. And I remember in particular, it was an American bittern. Was a bird that I drew over and over again. It fascinated me how they lifted their bills up, their beaks up to blend in with the vegetation. So I did a lot of sketches of them, and Roadrunners for some odd reason.
Yeah. Well, there was the cartoon.
Yeah.
Maybe that was an influence.
Yeah.
And did you find sketching was a necessary precursor to the painting, or did they go hand in hand?
Drawing is a foundation of any good painting. Mm-hmm. And so without drawing, unless you're just copying a photograph, that's actually where most of the art is involved. Is in the layout and the composition and the drawing. And from there, it's just sort of adding value and color.
Yes, and I know from your website, again, that you do a lot of your creation outdoors. And I'm wondering, do you sketch first when you're outside painting, or do you just dive right in?
Yes, I sketch with my paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I always start with a preliminary line drawing. Mm-hmm. But yes, painting from nature is it's critical. Cameras twist and distort, mm-hmm. and change colors, value, and depth more than anything else, really.
So when you're doing the fine details of a duck, for instance, do you have to use a photograph during any part of that process? Or
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really don't anymore. Use photographs to capture little nuances in light angle more than anything else.
Wow.
Sometimes what really gives an animal flair in a painting is a little shaft of light or a beam or a reflected beam of light that lights up the underside of something that you wouldn't normally think to do. And so those little hints are there in photographs.
And I'm assuming since you've been painting these birds for so long, you know them so
yeah.
well, you don't necessarily need to rely on a photograph.
Yeah, and I also prefer to have them be my birds. So each one of the, and ducks are pretty much the only animals that I paint anymore. I've kind of stepped away from doing anything else.
You have quite a variety in your past imagery.
Yep. There was a time when I was kind of trying to do a little bit of everything, and I think you spread yourself thin and you don't really become good at one thing then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the birds each have individual personalities, quirks, and certainly different shapes. And it's kind of fun to make them your own and give them the personality that you think, shows off their attributes.
And I see, as well as the birds and animals in your paintings, the landscape is a major component of just about every don't have just a bird by itself. It's always in a beautiful setting. And is that what you live in? Are you in a forested or prairie area? What is your inspiration?
I live in a standard housing development. Uh-huh. And, we do have a little pond in our backyard now, but that's just always been where I've been happiest.
Spots that you travel to regularly for landscape inspiration?
I usually take trips out west. And the western landscape is really what I would love to be able to paint more.
Western, how far west are you?
Well, my favorite portion of the west is the eastern portion of Montana. I haven't spent a whole lot of time in the very western portion where a lot of the mountains are, mm-hmm. but I'm a prairie guy. I like the open sage prairie.
I like a wide open space myself, yeah. I feel a little hemmed in with a mountain.
Exactly.
And then there's the transportation issues up and down. Yeah. You can get stuck.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to plan your escape on the prairie.
Yep.
So having the materials from a very young age, mm-hmm. I'm sure, was a big encouragement mm-hmm. to just do what the spirit moved you to do.
Absolutely.
At any time.
Yep. Yep. No, that is... I push that a lot whenever I do something like what I'm doing mm-hmm. at the library today and any children are involved, is to really try to, if I get a parent involved with it too, is to make sure that there's art supplies around. Mm-hmm. They aren't very expensive.
No.
You know.
And your grandmother was instrumental. And I'm wondering, when did you consider yourself an artist? When did you adopt that label for yourself? Or did they always call you an artist?
Well, because I also have played guitar since I was 5 years old. And so I've kind of immersed myself in that, in creative expression. Mm-hmm. And I think you are an artist if you consider yourself one. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a big distinction between a painter and an artist. I don't think a painter fails enough. Because if you're just painting and you're maybe looking at a photograph, the decisions are made for you. And if your end goal is to have this painting look as good or as much like that photograph as you can, yes, the photography is an art form, to be sure, but sometimes you need to manipulate nature in order to make a good picture. And making a good picture usually takes some artistic ability.
Yes. So
understanding how you orchestrate the landscape, because that's really what it's kind of like. You're the conductor, and... I see so many times a bush that doesn't belong in a painting when I look at it and it's distracting, and the artist might say, or the painter might say, well, it was in the photograph, so mm-hmm. I put it in.
So you have always been an artist, no matter what you call
pretty much
yourself.
Pretty much, yeah. Yes, yeah.
That's great. And do you do teaching other than these sorts of events that we'll have at the library this morning at 9 o'clock?
I haven't really done any teaching. Mm-hmm. If I had a space, and someday in my life I would like to have a storefront and gallery and then be able to do workshops and maybe some intensive 3-day kind of things. And most professional full-time artists do give teaching like that, give classes like that.
And are you a professional full-time artist?
Well, no. I have a day job.
Oh. And
off and on. Since high school, mm-hmm. I've had periods where I have been a full-time artist, but I've got three perfect, beautiful young daughters at home. And
who are all artists, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot of art in the house, yep. And they require the regular paycheck.
I see. And I did enjoy looking at a lot of the variety of the pictures in your landscape, especially those. I saw one that was part of a street tar series, or
tar
what was
doodles.
It? Tar doodles. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I loved that. Totally unexpected from a wildlife painter.
Yeah, no, that was. I did three like that, and they do get a lot of response.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, fun little. That's more photographic looking than
I
do now.
It is. I thought was that a photograph, but no.
I've gone through so many different versions of my painting. It's always evolving and changing, and sometimes not in the right direction, but it's evolving.
And are you working on several canvases at one time, or do you
Well, yes and no. Drying time with the oil paints is the reason that I have to step away from them. Otherwise, I would not prefer to step away from them. I like to start one and finish it. That's where my head's at. That's what I'm thinking about. And sometimes if I get distracted and too many irons in the fire, then nothing actually gets done. So,
and I suppose that's when acrylic might be handy. Will you be demonstrating it with acrylic this morning?
No, this is oil paint. And I stopped doing acrylic about 10, 15 years ago. It had always been just acrylic, and one of the things was dry time. I didn't want to even start with oil because I couldn't stand to watch paint dry. But my artist friends have convinced me that maybe acrylic paint is for painting houses and oil paint is for making art.
And you're a little older. Maybe you have a little more patience for the waiting now.
Maybe.
Well, Tom, we are looking forward to hearing your talk at the library. It's going to be from 9 to 10?
9 to noon is when it's scheduled. Mm-hmm. But and I don't know what they have set up as far as when I need to leave, but I'll hang around.
Great. Yeah. Well, I hope you'll have a large audience. I'll be there. So thank you. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.